Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's test some swimming now. Kevin, you mentioned the bike is your strongest. Tell me about your swimming prowess. I mean, your times aren't too bad, but obviously front end of the field, they're probably not right up there with the lead pack. Is it something you work particularly hard on?
Yeah, going into this first pro season, it's definitely a big focus of mine. I actually started working with a swim coach for the past 6 weeks, and it's been great. And definitely, if you don't make, definitely not the front of the pack is just so fast. But you know, if you can get close to the chase pack, like I was in Mont Tremblant, it just changes the dynamic of the race drastically. So if I can get to a point where I'm comfortable swimming with a chase pack and consistent swimming with a chase pack, that would be a big win for me. And then I'm not scared about, you know, thrashing my legs on the bike, because I enjoy pushing on the bike. So I think the power and the strength will come with time. But yeah, that swim is, to me, it's something that I really want to work on and get better at. So I think it's going to take time. I want more. I want to be faster, but I need to be realistic. Patience is a virtue, and I need to give time to my swim to come together.
You mentioned getting a specialist swim coach. Other than that, is there anything else that you've done over your Ironman career that you think has given you significant gains in the water?
Definitely. I definitely upped the volume and I joined a master's program. So I don't know if you guys are familiar, if it's the same concept in South Africa, yep. But essentially you swim in groups in the mornings. And especially here in Oceanside, Carlsbad area, there is a very good master's program where people are extremely fast and that you just have to hang on for dear life on some of the sets. And I think just being able to, you know, keep up with those guys and push myself in the pool has helped me tremendously, with my physical abilities in the water and as well as like mental abilities to be able to stick with them. You know, mentally, it's a good thing. Mm.
Favorite workout in the water? What do you love doing?
Open water swims are definitely my favorite, just because you don't stare at that black lane in the water and you don't do flip turns. So anything between 30 to 45 minute workout. Now with my swim coach, what we do is we do drills in the open water. So we do relays where you have to, you know, take the lead on the swim or a draft off of someone. And so that made the swim practice a lot more interesting, a lot more enjoyable. Because when you go in the pool and you do a 30-minute straight swim and you do flip turns, man, it's mentally super challenging and not really interesting. So, yeah, definitely open water swims are my favorite workouts.
Fantastic. Gear-wise, what are you swimming? Wetsuit-wise, goggles-wise, what do you use?
Xterra is the wetsuits that I use. They're actually based out of San Diego, and they were kind enough to help me out with a wetsuit this year. So it's my first sponsor, yeah. and you know, I have nothing but good things to say about the wetsuit. I don't know if I'm good enough to really tell the difference about wetsuits. There are some that are really good. Obviously, the cheapest versions of the wetsuits, you can definitely tell the difference. But the wetsuit that they provided me with is very, very good wetsuit for me to swim in.
Fantastic. Well, Kevin, I look forward to chatting about your bike next time out. We'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.